This is a KUNV Studios original program.
You're listening to Special Programming, sponsored by the Cause Marketing Chamber of Commerce. The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Business of Giving podcast. My name is Guy Dawson and I am the founder and executive director of the Cause Marketing Chamber of Commerce. And the Cause Marketing Chamber of Commerce is a 501c6 nonprofit organization that brings businesses and nonprofit organizations together to create synergistic relationships that benefit the community. The Business of Giving podcast highlights both of these sectors, the for-profit and nonprofit sectors. We are a resource to share all the wonderful things that the for-profit sector of business and nonprofit sector bring to the community. If you'd like to get more information about what we do at the Cause Marketing Chamber, causemarketingchamber.com. I greatly appreciate the opportunity on a weekly basis to be able to share the principles of cause marketing with all of you. And a big reason that I'm able to do this has been the training that I've received as a member of Toastmasters International. I have been a member of Toastmasters as of April 1st of this year for 17 years. It is the largest communication and leadership organization in the world, and it is something that I wholeheartedly endorse. I think that anyone could benefit from membership in Toastmasters International, and I have a person who is a good friend of mine and very prominent in the organization who's going to come on, share his story about Toastmasters, and we're both going to explain why we continue to be members of this organization and how beneficial it is. My friend's name is Jesse Oakley III, and he is the International Director of Region 2 Toastmasters. Welcome to the Business of Giving podcast, Jesse.
Thank you, guys, for having me. It's great to be here.
And Jesse and I have known each other since 2006. As a matter of fact, before I ever even joined Toastmasters International, I met Jesse at a kickoff event for a brand new club out at Nellis Air Force Base. And to be honest with you, I love the experience. A few months later, in 2007, was when I actually joined my Toastmaster club. But Jesse was a person who really stood out to me at this event, just his eloquence, his commitment to this organization. He's one of the reasons why I decided to join. And later on, I joined, and he and I became friends through the years. We've done a lot of things together in many aspects of life. And Jesse, Toastmasters, you are like the consummate Toastmaster. Maybe you'd like to share your story with everyone about how you became a part of this wonderful organization.
Well, I'll be more than happy to, Guy. Think about this. My Toastmasters experience started at UNLV when I was a 19-year-old civil engineering student many years ago. At one point, I gave a presentation. Imagine me with a high-top hairdo and some pants that come up the waist and feeling all nervous and sweatiness. And in those 2 minutes, I said lots of ums, you knows, and so's. The founder of the engineering program at UNLV, Herb Wells, looked me up and down and said, "That was an interesting presentation. I think I have something that might help you out." And it was a speechcraft session that they have at the engineering program at UNLV. And I figured I'd give it a try. And I tried the first go around. I was hooked. And I tried out 2 more sessions before I graduated from UNLV in 1999. And then 3 years after that, I decided that, you know what? Toastmasters is a great experience. I miss it so much. I enjoy myself. Why not join a Toastmasters club? And I actually joined my Toastmasters club in 2002 as a member of Star Masters Toastmasters. I'm still a member of this club for the past 22 years, and I've had many experiences within the journey of Toastmasters, whether it be in the leadership realm where I go to club, area, division, district, and international levels. And Toastmasters has done more for improving my public speaking skills. As a matter of fact, I got a love interest in Toastmasters, who is now my wife. So Toastmasters is a place where leaders are made, great friends are introduced, and if you're lucky, you'll be able to get a spouse in the same process.
Yes, Jesse, you have really hit the jackpot in terms of what you've received with your membership in Toastmasters. The one thing that I'd like you to talk about a bit is that you are naturally an introverted person. And how has being a member of Toastmasters helped you to become more outgoing?
Well, it helped me become more outgoing by the chance of stepping outside my box in order to do public speaking and presentations. And the reason why I say this is, yes, I confess, I am an introvert privately. And when it comes to an introvert, I'm usually the shy, the timid type of person. And Toastmasters gives me a vehicle to step out of that box and when it comes to giving presentations at work or tours around the office or stepping up in the leadership role, the more I step outside the box, the better I become with communication and leadership. Another good example of this is actually stepping into leadership roles. My first leadership experience was being a secretary at a club. And I figured, okay, I've been a secretary at the Engineering Society at UNLV. I figured I'd translate it to the secretary at the Toastmasters Club. And then I decided to develop more skills by taking on roles of vice president of education, president, area director, division director, district director, and up to international director. And all this has to be done because I chose to step outside my box. And there's a choice that one has to make. Yes, you can stay in that area, your format, in your environment, or you can actually do your best to take it step by step, bit by bit. And you don't have to jump leaps and bounds. No. Sometimes the greatest journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And if you're able to do your steps and find your new cheese of learning, sharing, and growing, then you'll be better off in the long run.
And how has this improved communication that you've gotten as a member of Toastmasters throughout all these years, Jesse, affected your ability to lead people?
Oh, my. As a matter of fact, it helped me at my day job where I'm an associate engineer for the Nevada Department of Transportation. And I tell you, being in that supervisory role, I'm able to actually effectively communicate with fellow technicians as well as fellow people that are contractors, fellow engineers, or when it comes to talking about different projects and different plans. And in addition, I'm also able to rub shoulders with other people in the workplace that are in the government and private sector when I conduct business. And if I'm able to do that within communications, I'm able to actually rub more shoulders and establish stronger connections. And when it comes to my day job at the NDOT as an associate engineer, I was able to communicate with fellow technicians and fellow engineers and also get a chance to discuss and communicate more. And reason why I would do that is it's because I'm able to go ahead and just the more I do it, the better off I am and the better off it will be. That's the best way I can definitely put my experience within Toastmasters, how it's relevant to the day job, how it's relevant to community service. I'm a volunteer for the American Red Cross as well. And it opened that door to actually reach out to different areas of the Las Vegas Valley and as well as the state of Utah when it comes to being a part of organizations and just helping out in different community setbacks. I shouldn't say setbacks, advantages, I should say. But overall, that's how I feel about my experience with Toastmasters and how it benefits me in the long run.
Yes, Jesse, I know you are a very, very active member of the community on a lot of levels. And I had the experience, you know, joining Toastmasters. I had very specific goals of what I wanted to do when I first joined. I really essentially wanted to become a professional speaker and go and make money in a speaking business. And once I got to Toastmasters, I saw how much more there was to offer just in terms of the practical use, the everyday use of improving your communication skills and your leadership skills has such a big impact on my life. Would you like to share about that? I know you had talked about the fact that you found a mate in Toastmasters and maybe some of the improved communication skills that you got from being in Toastmasters. Listening, which is an underrated faculty, might have helped you to acquire your future wife.
Oh, definitely. As a matter of fact, my first public appearance happened to be on radio where I had a chance to meet a new Toastmaster who went by the name of Dana Wall. And for Dana out there, hi, honey, I'm about to tell the story. And I will say this is when we first got together, we had our own 7-minute spot on a different radio show where I was an area governor at the time. And she was a new minted Toastmasters. And at the time, after the interview, I went inside my car and I said, wow, that is one woman I could really dig. And the unfortunate part for me is that my shyness, my introvertedness sort of got the best of me. And it took me lots of efforts and lots of energy to actually step out and communicate with this lovely lady and ask her out on a date. 2 years after that interview, I decided to build up some courage, step forward, make that phone call and say, Dana, would you like to go out with me? I squinted. I ducked. And she said yes. And I can't believe it. She said yes. I was excited. I was happy. Outside, I was dancing. And I got to the phone. I said, well, what do I do next? After that, I figured, okay, let's go ahead and get the first date. And the rest was history. That bit of courage, that 2 years of courage of asking her out and communicating with her, and who was also a fellow Toastmasters, led into almost 14 years together, as well as 12 years of wedded bliss. So overall, it all started with asking, and all started with that courage, and I could not have done it without Toastmasters.
And yes, and I got a chance to attend their wedding. It was quite an experience. It was conducted by Toastmasters, Toastmaster style wedding. It was really a unique experience, to say the least, Jesse. Maybe you'd like to share about what your wedding consisted of.
Oh, my goodness. There were 250 people at the wedding at the place where it was known as the Henderson Convention Center. And we had about those 250 people, at least 80 to 90% were Toastmasters. And we had a wonderful Toastmasters wedding. And people came from California, also here in Las Vegas. And you also have some fellow out-of-towners there. It was a big event. And I was there just all in the nice suit. And Dana was in her lovely white wedding gown. And we did exchange our vows. And the next thing you know, I see the officiant giving me the vows. And before I said anything, I said, I do, before she even asked the first question. So talk about the moment where I wanted to be ready to get married. And I tell you, it was a fun event. We had some great Toastmasters. We had some great friends. We had some great sing-along. We had a good potluck, which was pretty decent. And I just tell you what, this is one of those things that was well-built. And this is we got married on July 1st, 2012. And why July 1st is very important, that was not only the first day I became a district governor for Toastmasters, but that was also the day that my wife got a Distinguished Toastmaster Award, the highest honor that any individual Toastmaster can get. And one thing that she had to do was a high-performance leadership project. And that high-performance leadership project that she did was planning the wedding. And she was able to plan the wedding, get all the details down. And once she got married, there goes her Distinguished Toastmaster Award. And in addition to that, we also had a great evaluator. And the evaluator of this whole performance leadership project was happened to be my mother-in-law / her mother, Phyllis Wall. And for Phyllis out there, I can say, hi, mother-in-law. Hope you're listening to this program. And in addition to that, we also had a fun time, and it was good, and it benefited us, both of us. And our honeymoon for this wedding happened to be at the 2012 Toastmasters International Convention in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And what better way to celebrate a wedding and a honeymoon than a place where Disney World is located and Epcot Center. And overall, it was a fun event. It was very cool.
As you all can tell, Jesse is all in on Toastmasters, a very committed member of our organization. And it really all starts at the club level, doesn't it, Jesse? Being a member of a club and you strike up these relationships. He had spoken about his wife, Dana Wall Oakley. She and I have been friends through being in the same Toastmaster Club for 17 years, and you just develop the most incredible relationships being in Toastmasters. Just joining a club and connecting with your fellow Toastmasters every week, you build bonds that last really a lifetime, right, Jesse?
No doubt. There's some cool people I met in Toastmasters, whether it's here in Las Vegas or in California or around the world. You just never know what doors you may open when you join a Toastmaster club. And if you want to check out Toastmasters, go to Toastmasters.org and click a button called Find a Club. Go to your nearest club near you, and you'll be more than happy to open those doors. And who knows? You may get a friend, you may get a spouse, or you may get a great adventure. For myself and my wife, Dana, the adventure in Toastmasters is still continuing.
For those of you who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Business of Giving podcast with Guy Dawson at KUNV 91.5 FM, Jazz, and more. And I have been interviewing my good friend, Jesse Oakley III. He is the International Director for Toastmasters International Region 2. The Cause Marketing Chamber of Commerce is hosting its quarterly mixer on Tuesday, April 16th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Joey's Tavern in North Las Vegas. The featured nonprofit is Opportunity Village. They are celebrating their 70th anniversary this year. Come and learn about Opportunity Village and network with giving professionals, business owners, and community leaders. For more info, causemarketingchamber.com. I've also been sharing with all of you about the first annual Cause and Business Cruise. It is going to be held October the 19th through the 26th, 2024. We are going to take a cruise through the Hawaiian Islands. It is an outstanding opportunity for you to network with giving professionals. Proceeds from the sale of cabins for the cruise will benefit nonprofit organizations. We're going to do service work while we're in the Hawaiian Islands. One of our layovers while we're over there is going to be in Maui. And for many of you know that that island was decimated back in the fall of 2023 through fires. We are going to be doing some service work while we're on our layover while we're over there. It's just going to be a phenomenal opportunity for you to connect with giving professionals. Just have a great time because we're going to be in the Hawaiian Islands for a week. For more info, causemarketingchamber.com. My last announcement is the Small Business Resources iChallenge 2024, a learning initiative in honor of National Small Business Week, April 28th through May the 4th. Learn about Nevada's local, state, and federal small business support programs and use them to achieve greater success in business. For more info, business.nv.gov or sba.gov or 702-486-2750. And I've been speaking with Jesse Oakley III. He is the International Director for Region 2 Toastmasters. Toastmasters is the largest speaking and leadership organization in the world. And you talked before about your leadership journey, Jesse, about being a district director. That's an office that I also held in Toastmasters. Got so much out of that experience. And for you, you've taken it to a higher level with even more leadership that you've committed and given as a member of Toastmasters. Will you share more about the offices that you've held in our organization?
Oh, I'd be more than happy to. I served in all of the club officer roles from president to sergeant at arms. I became an area governor. Back then, we were called area governors for two consecutive years, helping the community as an area governor, distinguished. And in 2008, 2009, I became a division governor where we had an amazing team. And as a matter of fact, the division year was President's Distinguished, and four out of the five areas underneath the division were President's Distinguished, with the fifth one being Select Distinguished. And I've also became a District 33 governor back when our district was Southern Nevada, Central California, and Ventura County. And then after that, I took on a very interesting leadership role within Toastmasters, where my wife and I were co-chairs of the 2015 Toastmasters International Convention, which was at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas, Nevada. And then a year after that, I wanted to step into the role of region advisor, and I became a region advisor for 2016-2017 for Region 2, which at the time covered Nevada, California, Oregon, and Hawaii. And then after I became a region advisor, I also did some Toastmasters work with the service in the community, and I finally got a chance to do the role I'm doing right now as international director, where I work with fellow board members from all over the world, as well as world headquarters staff. And right now, the leadership journey has been amazing from the time I was area governor to the time I'm international director. And guess what? The journey still continues as I go into the next role and the next journey.
Yes, it has been a real honor to have served with you as a leader throughout these years, Jesse, and really specifically to have been a part of the campaign team that helped you to get elected to the role of international director, which is no easy feat. What do you think was the key to your success, or has been the key to your success as you've continued to move up in these leadership roles within Toastmasters?
The key to my success is the person that I see in the mirror, that's the greatest competition. You always want to find ways to outdo that person that you do see in the mirror. Yes, so whenever I see that person in the mirror, I see a good-looking individual. I see an amazing person. But I also ask that person in the mirror, is there anything that you could do better? Are there any steps that you can take care of? Are there any steps that you can just go by leaps and bounds and be better than you were before? And if I'm able to ask that question and answer that question by myself on knowing what to do, then I'll do my best to go ahead and be a step ahead, be in the order of the game of chess, be three moves ahead of the opponent. And if I'm able to do that and be better myself, then I know that if I'm able to conquer myself, the rest is pure strawberries, man. And if I'm able to actually accomplish and just take care of that one person, that biggest competitor that I do see in the mirror, then I know that I've scored a victory in my own right.
Yeah, that is a really great perspective that you have on growth and becoming a greater leader, Jesse, in terms of it being more about you internally growing and becoming a larger person. Not so much as I know you've competed against people when you were running for offices, but it really isn't about the other person. It's really about the continued pursuit of growth, the pursuit of excellence. And I'm sure that with each of these roles that you take on, you're sort of expanding your capabilities, right? Because each one of these jobs has a different skill set. Some of them you may be very familiar with. Others you've perhaps not done before, but that commitment to excellence, to growth, and continuing to be more than you are, I have seen that as something that you have been very committed to, and I've really admired that.
I really appreciate that, and it also brings that wise words of wisdom to the point where I was breaking out my own barriers, and these words have stuck with me since I was barrier-breaking moments, and the following words are, if you don't grow, you decay. And if you got to find ways to grow and find ways to be better, if you don't find ways to be better, that's when the slide starts to happen and you start to fall into decay. Some people think that there is some things of stability. Well, I'm here to say this. There's no type of stability. Either you work your way up and keep growing over and over again. And the moment you stop growing is the moment that you start decaying. So it's always best to keep growing, whether it's mentally, physically, or spiritually. It's best to grow.
Well said, Jesse, and I know you are an avid reader, and I know that along your journey that you have really gotten into leadership-oriented books, and I know you've told me that that's been a big aspect of your continued growth. Are there specific books that you would recommend to people that could help you be a more effective leader?
Oh, definitely. The first book I strongly recommend is Tribal Leadership by King, Logan, and Fisher Wright. It gives you the different levels of leadership from the life stinks category to the life is great category. And it basically gives good examples on the different forms of leadership. And it shows you that no one person can do it all by him or herself. It takes a team to focus on a goal to go beyond that goal. So Tribal Leadership is one book I'd strongly recommend. Another book I recommend is Brian Tracy's Eat That Frog. And Brian Tracy's Eat That Frog it can help you overcome procrastination and also realize what's vital and what's important to what you need to do and what you need to get done. And in addition to that, I love John Maxwell. I love all his books. And another author I also love to read is Grant Cardone. Grant Cardone has the 10X Rule, which is a good book to read, and Be Obsessed or Be Average. That's also a fantastic read. If you want to go for success, you have to be obsessed with success. You have to go forth. You have to go not only 100%, but 250%. That's right. I said it. 250% at least, in order to be obsessed with reaching your goals, accomplishing what you need to do. And in addition to that, I also love the Tony Robbins books, and I also love just anything that could help me out. And another one I like to recommend is Jocko Willink's Extreme Ownership. And Jocko Willink's Extreme Ownership is all about accountability. And if you have that accountability that's there, then you'll be able to own what you can and basically be in control of what you can't be within your life. So those are the types of books that I like to read. And from these books, I learned a great deal from these wonderful, amazing masters.
Leaders are readers is a phrase that you hear a lot, and some of the books that Jesse just described can be so helpful if you are aspiring to take on greater leadership roles. And I greatly appreciated the opportunity to speak with you today, my good friend Jesse Oakley III, International Director for Region 2 Toastmasters. If people would like to learn more about what we do at Toastmasters International, where could they go?
Go to Toastmasters.org. O-R-G. That's Toastmasters, TOASTMASTERS.org. Click the Find the Club button and just go to the nearest club near you, and you'll be welcome with some amazing, happy people.
And you never know who you might run into. Jesse attends a lot of meetings, so you might get a chance to meet an international director. Or if you come to Cause Masters Toastmasters, we meet the first and third Friday of the month at 8 a.m. at Eggworks in Summerlin. We also meet online. If you go to Toastmasters.org, you can get information about our club, which is tied to the Cause Marketing Chamber of Commerce. It's a platform to help our members and people who work with us to improve their communication and leadership skills. Thank you again, Jesse, for stopping by, and I greatly appreciate your service and commitment within our organization.
Thank you very much, Guy, for having me here. And if you want a great investment, check out Toastmasters and join Toastmasters. You will not be disappointed.
No, you will not. And I always want to remind you all that you can listen to the Business of Giving podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, and more platforms. To listen to our podcast, The Business of Giving, Transistor.fm. We would greatly appreciate a positive review of our show. And I invite you to follow us on our social media platforms. And you can listen to the Business of Giving podcast every Sunday at 7:30 a.m. at KUNV 91.5 FM. And as I ask you after every one of these podcasts, and encourage you to give and do business for good. See you next week.
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money.